You have a question like this. Says Sofik Ben Tishla Rishon, you have a doubt whether the kid was a 9-month-old baby from the first husband, or then Shibli Akron, or whether it was a 7-month-old baby from the second husband. Here the case was the first husband died, and they thought they had no children, and then she had a mitzvah Yibram with the brother. And then after she made Yibram with the second brother, 7 months later she gave birth. So that she gave birth maybe after 7 months. So the Rochra is in this case Yaitse. Now the Maisa, now the mother has to have a get from the second one, because maybe really she was pregnant from the first husband. If she was pregnant from the first husband, then there's no mitzvah Yibum. And therefore now you're not allowed to live with your brothers, with the brothers. She can't live with her husband's brother. There's Nisarei Sach. So therefore Lochu is Yaitse, but Zavlat Kosher. This kid is kosher, not a mamza mamashach. Either he's a son from the first husband, so it was Behetta, or else on the tzad was a son from the second husband, also with smuta. Because on the tzad was not from the first husband, then when the first one was made, there was no children. So therefore there would be a mitzvah Yibum. So a mother shows the kid is kosher. But v'chayiv yashim toli, both the mother now and the second brother, they have a chiv to bring a yashim toli, because it's a suffix, maybe they live together, the isserei shesach. So the question is, I see after Lavar, so why are they chayiv? So Moses says again, Echnam, I tell you, Mani Rebelezi, this Mishnah goes according to Rebelezi Shita, that Rebelezi tackles not like Rav, according to Rebelezi, it does not have to be Yeshua of Ari Suri. And Moses says, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Abar Avuron, Omar Rav, what's going to be, how you live on a shtecha tichas, person has front of him two pieces, Ancha Shachelev, one was Trefa Chelev, the Achash Shoshum, and one was Chashra Fats, the Ochal Achas, and yet from one of them, the Enyu day is not for sure Ezerim Ochal, which one he ate from. The Locher is Chayiv. He's Chayiv and Korban Oshim Toli. He has a doubt whether he did the Aveir or not. So he's Chayiv and Oshim Toli. What's going to be Chaticha? There's one piece there. Sofik Shachelev, Sofik Shoshumin. We have a doubt what that piece was Lechatchila. And now we forgot the Ochlan he ate it. And later realizes that he ate it. Locher is Potter. He's Potter from the Korban Oshim Toli. Now, Omer Rav Nachman says, this was Rav Nachman from Rav 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 of Rav. Now, the Omer Rav Nachman says, my time with the Rav, what's the reason of Rav? Because Rav holds that Shtei Chatichos Ikri Surah. When you have two pieces there, meaning to say there was one Vada piece of Chelev there, that's called Kvias, that we know for sure there was an Issa here. Now, if you eat one of the two, that's when the Torah said you have to bring a Korban Hashem Toli. Mashenka and Chatich Achas was only one piece there. And you have a doubt what it was, Leikavi Surah, it's not for sure because it was Issa there. And so that's not called Ikvi Surah, therefore that's the Svar of Rav to say that you're Potter from the Korban Hashem Toli. This is like the third reason why to say you need two pieces there and not just one piece. Before we had a Shal to say because of the Pasuk Mitzvahs, or else because of Eshel of Ari Surah, and now Rav Nachman saying a third reason. Because of Ikvahi Surah, you have to have like a Vadai Sofik there to know Vadai there is at least one piece of Israel. That's a Chosh of a Sofik, that like breaks the Cheskas Hetam, therefore we say Yechai B'Korban Oshem Toli. Now the Gemara says, Ma Ikva Ben Ikvahi Surah L'Shi'iyef Shlevari Surah, like what's the difference between Rav Nachman Svara and Rav Zera Svara? So Gemara says, Ikva now there'll be a difference, Kagoyin Shoy L'Fonov Shtei Chatichas. There were two pieces in front of you. So the Chachil was called, there was Ikvei Surah, or two pieces here. Or Goy came along and ate the first piece. Or Yisro, then Yisro came and ate the second one. So the Rav, according to Rav, is Svara Lekha Mitzvahs. Midna Yochal Yisrael. The time when Yisrael ate the second piece, there was no two pieces there. So now it's not called right now, Achas Mishtei Mitzvahs. Therefore, he departed from Noshim Toli. The Reb Zeiro, Iyef Shlevar Yisurei. According to Reb Zeiro, he'll be put up from the Korban Noshim Toli. Because at the time when Yisrael ate the second piece, there was no more first piece around. There's nothing left over to check it out, even Mavari, to check clearly to know what he ate. So therefore, you'll be put up from Noshim Toli. But the Reb Nachman, according to Reb Nachman, Svara and Rav, that Ikvi Yisurei, yes, this is called Kviyas Yisurei, because the Reb Chila, when you first started out, you had two pieces there. You have two pieces there, therefore, when the second Yisrael, when the second piece is eaten by the Yisrael, Hidvi Chai B'Korban Hashem Toli, Achidish. even at the time when he eats it, the first piece was eaten already, we look as if it's one big suffix here. And we know l'chatchila there was a vada piece of issa here. That's the slurim. That once we know for sure there's a vada piece of issa here, that breaks the cheskateta. Now we have to be afraid that the Jew ate the vada issa. So even though it's true, it's only a suffix whether you ate it or not, this is the curse of the chayav korban oshem. So this will be called ikfi surah. Mash is though we pass like Rav Nachman, that the svar of Rav is because it has to be a choshev a suffix of ikfa isura. Now the Gemara says, Eis Tzevo, Rav the Rav Nachman. So Rav has a question to Rav Nachman. Again it says, Rav Lezer Oimer, Kvi Chayov Ma'achol B'Yoshem Toli. Somebody eats a Kvi, he is Chayv and Yoshem Toli. Alechur, it's not Ikvi Surah. So Gemara says again, Rav Lezer Leboy Ikvi Yisuli Surah Nechnami. Rav Nachman only said according to Rav, not according to Rav Lezer. Rav Lezer does not need this Kvi Yusuf the Surah. You do not have to have two Yisurim in front of you according to Rav Lezer. Eisvei, again, all these questions over again. Eisvei, it says, Sofik ben Testerishan, or ben Zan, the Akron of Sofik, who this kid was from the first husband or the second husband. So then is Yoitse, the case of the Mitzvah Yibum, the kid now is Yoitse, but Vavlat Kosher, the Kiddush Kosher, Manashach, either the first father, the second father, Manashach, the Kiddush Kosher. But the parents now, the second husband and the mother, is Vachayovim Yoshim Toli. The Chayav and Issa, Roshim Toli. I look where there's only one Issa here. There's no Ik, it's not Ikri Sur, it's not Vadi Wazosa. So Moses says again, Echnami, Hamani Rablezi, goes according to Rablezi, not according to Rav. Eisve, another question now on you, Rav Nachman. It says, Nimsa Shaloi, the case where the man had to be with his wife. And right after the Bia, they checked themselves. So the man checks his Ava, wipes it off. And he finds that his Bidikal Shaloi, he finds Dam, so Tumeim, they're both Tomei, V'chayavim the Korban, he's Chayav the Korban. He's Chayav the Korban, he's a Chattis, he lived with Anida. Nimtzal Shalo, let's say they found the Dam on her Bidika, so if she checks herself right after the Tashmish, then Tumeim, then for sure they're both Tomei. The Pshar was she was Tomei from before the Tashmish, the Biyam, and the man became Tomei by living with his wife. The Chayov and the Korban, and they're both Chayov and Korban Chattis now for living with Anita. What's going to be Nimtzal Shalol Yachas, unless they should first check herself a little bit later. So now, Tumeim, Misofik, they're both Tumeim Misofik, like maybe she was Tumeim before, maybe the Dam first started to come out now after Tashmish. So the husband is only Tumeim Misofik, Obturim in Akorban, he's part of her Korban Chattis, it's not a Vadi, he did the Yisra. It could be she was not a need to be shot Tashmish, the Dam first started to come after Tashmish. But for Tony Lo, we learned that that aloha, the Chayav and B'Yoshim Toli, but they're both Chayav and Yoshim Toli. I look who it's not Ikva Yisurah, it's not for sure Vadai, there was a Vadai Chetz of Yisurah. Maybe at that time she was not a Nida. Ishtet Smirke says here that Reb Zera kept quiet, or Reb Nachman kept quiet. Leboth of the Norfolk, after he went out, is Omar. So Rav Nachman kept quiet because of the Rav's question. So the boss of the Norfolk, after Rav left, Omar, they said like Rav Nachman, my time of the Yamrilei, the Amani Rav Mehi, one answer goes according to Rav Meir. The Leiboy, Kviusali Suri, you should have answered this. Like before we answered according to Rav Lezer, he should have said it goes according to Rav Meir. Christian Rav Tzvutzim, that Rav Meir holds, you do not have to have Kviusali Suri. The Tanya would learn like this. Ha-sheichet oshem toli b'chutz. Somebody has this korban oshem toli. Somebody has a suffix whether they did the chet or not. So he was mafush, he set aside an oshem toli. And now somebody took it and made the shechita b'chutz outside the Beis HaMikdash. It says, Rabbi Meir Mechayiv, Rabbi Meir holds his chayiv for shechut echutz. V'chakom and poitim, the chom said, no, you potter for shechut echutz. So Rashi says, Rabbi Meir Mechayiv, Mishem shechut echutz, Ava gav dikele meimah, maybe the first person did not eat the chalev. The Yoshim Ziv, son of Tzadi, did not eat chalev. The Yoshim is only chuladu. It still says, Yechayiv. Why? Because you did not have that, but Kvius Li Surah. The Chomim Poitrim, Rashi says, to lay Ikfei Surah, the Shema Chuladu. So who right now, it says here now, that Ramei holds, Yechayiv is Noshim Toli right now. Even though you do not have Ikvei Surah, Chom Hod Yipotah. So who you see, according to Rav Meir, you do not have to have Kvius Li Surah. So that's one question, like why didn't Rav Nachman answer back and say that Yes Mi Akasha from this Mishnah about a Sofik Dizben, or Yes Mi Akasha from Hilchos Nidor, why did you say it goes according to Rav Meir?
There must be another question. Secondly, also, the Yamai, Leimeled Reb Lezi, why did Reb Nachman ask also back that this Kasha, this Mishnah about Nidor, is going according to Reb Lezi, like we answered other questions? So Mora says, Hokamash Malon, the reason why he means to tell us like this, Hokamash Malon, that Rabbi Meir b'shitas Reb Lezi Komer Nechnami, this Reb Meir here, that says that Yechai b'korban Noshim Tolui, even though it's not Kvius L'Yisura, goes according to Reb Lezi Shita, and hold you don't have to have Kvius L'Yisura. So the kids said Nechnami, the crazy thing was that after Rava left, now Reb Nachman like felt a little bit dead, how come he didn't answer back? That really Reb Nachman should answer back to Rav and said it's not a kasha me, because this Mishnah Nida goes according to Reb Meir. I, the Gemara says, could have said Reb Lezi Nechnami. He meant to teach us like that Reb Meir goes according to Reb Lezi Shita. For the kids, there is a teretz on that, and Rav Nachman was only said according to Rav, therefore it's not really kasha against Rav, that against Rav Nachman, that according to Rav, you need to act a kfiyus al yisurim, and that's why the Chachom Shita over here. And that Mishnah Nida goes according to Rav Meir, according to Rav Lezer, that they both hold you do not have to have ikva yisurim. Satmar says, Ramay Lemler Rav Lezi, or Kamashman Rav Zerman teach us, that Rav Meir, Rav Nachman to teach us that Rav Meir b'shitas Rav Lezer koma. Tavli Mora says, Rav b'barav hura oma Rav. He says over the name of Rav, that chatichov you have one piece. Sofik shachelev, sofik shashum, you have a sofik what it is. The yochlin, somebody eats it, enechnami, bonu lo machleikas Rav Lezer chachomim. Sol lo machleikas with yichayev noshim toli, according to Rav Lezer yibichayev, according to chachomim yibipotah. For the mother of Rav Lezer, according to Rav Lezer, she said, you want to say, according to Michaev Noshem Toli, if so, my ira ki yochlo, why do you have to say the case is dafka because he ate the Yoshem Toli over here, because he ate the Sofer Chalev, afilo lo yochlo nami, even if it did not eat the Chalev, or the Sofer Chalev, also should be Chayev Noshem Toli. The Yotsanan we learned, Rav Lezer, and Rav Lezer holds, we'll have the Gemara later, his sheet there is, Rav Lezer, I know, a person has the right to bring the Noshim Toli every single day, even only if a Suffolk, if you did the Yisra Suffolk or not, you could bring the Noshim Toli. So if you want to say this Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer, what do you have to say because the person ate the Suffolk Chalev? That's why you have to bring the Noshim Toli, even if he did not eat it. So we should bring it. So really, the Sheet asked a question, like, what kind of question is this? Here Reb Lezer just says, Misnad, the person can bring it if he wants to, but not that he has a chiyuv to bring the Yoshim Toli. And the Chur here was saying that if a person eats the Sofer Chalev, so he has a chiyuv to bring the Yoshim Toli. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? That's good. Reb Lezer says, see, if a person eats a Sofer Chaticha, we have a doubt whether it was a Chalev or a Shumin, so he has a chiyuv to bring the Yoshim Toli. And here Reb Lezer just told that if a person wants to every day, he can bring them, but not that he has a chiyuv to bring it. So therefore, the Sheet learns Pshat and Reb Lezer. That's what Reb Lezer says before Yechayiv, not the Pshat Yechayiv Midiraisa. According to Reb Lezer, he also agrees that you have to have Shtei Chatichas Midiraisa. The Chiv is not there. And Reb Lezer just means to say if a person wants to bring it, he can bring it, and there'll be Mekabot from him. It just means if he wants to, he could bring it. So if that's the Pshat, then the Gemara is good. According to Reb Lezer, what do you say after say if a person wants to bring it, will Mekabot? Only because he ate his Sofer Chalev. Even if he did not eat anything. Stam, if he wants to bring the Noshim Toli, he has the right to bring it. So what do we have to have the case that he ate it for? So my answer is, Amar Rav Ashi, Rabbi Eliezer Aliba de Baba Ben Buta. He's going according to Baba Ben Buta Shita. It's not learned like this. Eloim Rimloi Hamtin Achitikonas Labayis. Labayis Suffolk. So Mitzvah will see the Gemara later, he's talking about there, that he also holds like Reb Lezer Shita, that really he could bring an Oshem Toli every day, he could be Nisnad, the bringer for Nadava. Only Moitzoy Yom Kippur, the Locher is, that Yom Kippur itself, any Sofek Issa you have from before Yom Kippur, when it goes by Yom Kippur, it's Mechaper on you. So therefore, really, on Moitzoy Yom Kippur, the next day, you could not bring an Oshem Toli, because if you had a Chiv to bring it, Yom Kippur was Mechaper for you. So on the next day of Mitzoyim Kippur, that's this halacha, then the only time you could bring the Noshim Toli, if he ate this Sofik, if you have a real Sofik, then you could bring the Noshim Toli. So that's what the Blessed was saying now, the case is Ochal, where the first name is Sofik Chatichas, Chelev, or Shumin, that you could bring a Noshim Toli, that's talking about Mitzoy the next day of Yom Kippur right away, that's when you have to eat it. Then Echnami, the rest of the day, if you want, you can bring a Noshim Toluy, even though you did not know for sure you did even a Sofer Kisa. Tell Rabban, remember this. What's going to be her lefon of Shtei Chatichas? First has in front of him two pieces. Achas Shoshum of the Achas Shachelev. Now, boy, Yisrael, a Jew comes. The Yochel has to return. He eats the first piece. Then, boy, the Kechol, the Yochel has a Shmiya Chayiv. According to everybody, the Chayiv, the Korban Hashem Toli. Because at the time when the Jew ate it, it was Achas Mishtei Chatichas, was Ech Shlevarish, and the Mitzvah is everything, Hikfi Surah. According to everybody, the Chayiv, the Hashem Toli. The same thing, Kelo Bechein, or Bechein Erev, the same thing, if a dog ate it at the second piece, or a raven came and took it. This way of Adi Yechayiv. What's going to be the opposite way, though? Let's say what's going to be, Bo'od V'Kechovim, a guy came first, V'Yochel Es HaRishon, he ate the first piece. And then, Bo'od Yisrael, V'Yochel Es HaShniyah, then the Jew came and ate the second piece. So, Potter, in this case, behold you, Potter. According to Rav, Mashi may be Potter, we'll have to see why. But, V'Rebbe Mechayiv, Rebbe Yozol, even in this case also, Yechayiv. Rashi just says, Potter here, because the Lekka Beit Chatichas, the Shas, the Jew eats it, the second piece, there's no two pieces around anymore. For Rebbe Mechayiv, Rashi learns Tam, the word boy, you do not have to have Beit Chatichas. What's going to be, Okal Es HaRishayna B'Shoigig, the person ate the first piece B'Shoigig. The Hashni B'Meitin, when he ate the second piece, he knew clearly what he was doing. Rashi Shoye Dei, it's just Sofik, we knew it was a Sofik. So the Locher is Chayiv. Yechayiv and Noshim Toli for the first one. Because when you ate the first one, it was B'Shoigig, and it was Achas Mishtei Chatichas, Yechayiv and Noshim Toli. What's going to be your Rishayna B'Mezid? When you ate the first piece, you knew it was a Sofik, and still you went to eat it. So for that, you put to a Korban. For Yashni, then when you ate the second piece, B'Shoigig, you forgot there was a Sofik here, and you ate the second one. Slocher is Potter, because by the second one, it's not anymore Achas Mishtei Chatichas, see a Potter from a Korban Noshim Toli. But for Rebbe Mechayiv, Rebbe says, yes, Yechayiv and Noshim Toli. I remember you said before, Mashmi, you do not have to have Achas Mishtei Chatichas. Therefore, by eating the second one, B'Shoigig, that alone is enough because Mechayiv and Noshim Toli. What's going to be Ochal Shteim B'Meit, let's say you ate both pieces, B'Meit, you knew it was also a Sofik, and you ate both of them. So then, Potter Miklum, everybody holds you, Potter from everything. Well, then B'Meit, there's no Chiyav Noshim Toli. What's going to be Shteim B'Shoigig? He ate both of them b'shoigig. Shneim chayovim. So shneim chayovim means there are two chayufim here. That's not me, but it's one person only in Afkamin. Chura means two people here. That's shneim chayovim. Hashem is a loymen adin. The second one is not really mikra adin, because after the first one, the first one, when the second one came to it, there's no two pieces there anymore. Ella just shim atoy mepoto. If you can say the second one is poto, kovas asarishayna bechatis. As if to say the second one did not eat the Yisra, so the first one ate the Yisra, so it'll be like a little stereo, as if we're taking on to say the first one ate the Chalif, and the second one did not eat the Chalif. So if so, why is the first one bringing a Noshim Toli? It should be a little bit, looks like it should bring a Chatis. Therefore, in order to make it right that the first one only brings a Noshim Toli, we say really both of them have to bring a Noshim Toli. That's what this Brisa says. The question is now, Amani, who does Brisa go like? E Rebbe, if it goes according to Rebbe, min adin or min adinu, it's very good that they should be chayiv and noshim toli. According to Rebbe, you don't have to have shtei chatichos. So the first one is chayiv and the second one is chayiv. Mikra adin, they should both be chayiv and noshim toli. If they ate, one ate the first piece, one ate the second piece, b'shoigig. So it's called a safek isa, so rather they both should have ikar chayiv of a noshim toli. So why do we say the second one is lo min adin? It should be min adin or min adinu. E rabbonin, it goes according to rabbonin. The reason why we say the second one to bring Noshim Toli is in order not to call as if the first one did for sure the Issa. Like we're saying the first one ate the Chalif. So that really warns you only to bring Noshim Toli is bring a Chatis. So people should not have kindness, not have questions. Why are you bringing Noshim Toli? Not a Chatis. That's why we tell the second one to bring Noshim Toli. So Mor says, what kind of svar is that? How can we tell the second one to bring a chum nazara if mikra din, according to Rabbanan Shita, the second one is potter from a Noshim Toli? Because when the second one came to eat his piece, there was only one piece around. There was not two pieces there. So how can we tell the second one to bring a korban Noshim Toli? just to satisfy the first one, but the second one really is potter from the korban. So you bring in then chulun lazara, it's a nisa, it's an avera. How can we tell someone to do the avera to bring a korban when you really potter to bring a chulun lazara? Skomorinch is Omer Ravashi, Ravashi says like this, Omer Ravashi, I tell you real, this Bryce goes to Rebbe Lezi, he goes to the Rebbe Lezi. The Yom that he holds,